Lance Medow, Paul DeTino here with you on Giants.com. Good morning, Giants fans. This is the latest Giants in 90. We're going to look ahead to the next opponent for the Giants, Paul, and that is the Carolina Panthers, the lone unbeaten team in the National Football League, 13-0, and Cam Newton is playing at an MVP level.
Yeah, he really is. I think a lot of people would say he is the guy hands down. There's still a few weeks to be written yet, so I wouldn't give him the award quite at this time. But I don't think there's any question between his running ability and the way he's throwing the ball and the fact that they've won a bunch of close games against good teams, you really have a tough time saying that he shouldn't get it.
Cam has 28 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Now, they are number three in rushing the football, Paul. Jonathan Stewart is their workhorse. He's banged up, has a sprained foot. And Greg Olsen, their top tight end, also got banged up in their last contest.
Yeah, well, as of early in the week, we're talking about Stewart having a boot on his foot. And until that comes off, that's not a good thing for them. Greg Olsen, again, this guy just destroys you in the middle of the field. It's a problem the Giants have had defending now all season long. You know that Newton not only loves to go to him, but he'll really love to go to him against the Giants. It's going to be very, very important if he plays to lock him down early.
He, along with Ted Ginn, the biggest targets for Cam. Ted Ginn averaging nearly 18 yards per catch,
yeah.
And he has a team-high 8 touchdowns. Let's flip over to the defensive side of the ball, Paul. This is a very opportunistic defense. They lead the NFL with 33 takeaways, and they've scored over 100 points off of those takeaways.
Well, you know, Norman's as good as they get at corner. I mean, let's not make any mistake about it. And I think this is one of those very rare situations we've seen this year where somebody will actually shadow Odell Beckham and think they have a chance to slow him down. And that, of course, makes things easier for the rest of the secondary, and it means the Giants' other receivers are going to have a little bit of a tougher time.
Secondary very good in terms of taking away the football, 21 interceptions on the season, and, Paul, they have 40 sacks, which is up there, too, in the top five in the National Football League, so a big test for the Giants' offense. Press conference live, as well as Big Blue Kickoff live, coming your way later today. For Paul DeTino, I'm Lance Medow. This is the latest Giants in 90.